New year, new KSL movie show. Now you can listen when you're running errands at lunch. This is Andy Farnsworth, and I'm joined by Steve Sales for all the week's biggest movies and shows, 11 to 1 on KSL News Radio.
It's finally Friday, and this is Dave and Dijanovic. Conversation and insights on the stories Utahns care about most. It's Friday on KSL News Radio. Forgiving college debt. Special coverage with Dave and Dijanovic.
So it's an election year, and what I've learned, whether it's Democrat or Republican, they're going to try to buy your vote on some level. Because as soon as they start dangling a tax credit, tax cut, stimulus check, all of a sudden, we the voter, we start to salivate.
That's right.
We start drooling. It's Pavlovian.
Yeah. Yeah, so is it really buying your vote, Dave, or is it giving you what you want? I mean, that's the thing. The 100% Biden is bringing up student loan forgiveness because a couple of his pollsters have showed him that it's performing well for people under 30. But it is also interesting because it's what we want. We want to talk about these hot flare issues. But back to student loan, I am so mixed on this because for me, it's a re-round of a bunch of things that I'm frustrated with. We're frustrated with our healthcare system, so we just do some weird patches that make it more complicated. That feels like the approach to student loan. I do think there's a fundamental problem with having all this debt. I think there's a problem with access to education. But this just feels like we're actually making it almost worse, not better.
$1.6 trillion in student loan debt.
Yeah.
In America, $1.6 trillion. Now, we've lost complete and total understanding of what numbers mean.
Right.
Like, you can say $1 trillion is a one with 12 zeros, and it means nothing to us.
Yeah.
Like, you would have to actually look at $1 million, a stack of $1 million next to $1 trillion, and realize, oh, okay. That makes sense.
That's a lot more.
It's an incomprehensible amount of money. 43 million Americans, too, are part of that $1.6 trillion in debt. So when President Biden had an original plan, this is the plan that got, I just want to remind everyone, this was the plan that got struck down by the Supreme Court.
Right.
He basically said everyone gets $10,000 to $20,000 just lopped off. That was the plan.
And there's still a question. He's pivoted. He's not stopping, even though the court said, you can't do this, buddy. There's still a question about whether he has a couple of plans, but whether any of them require congressional authority. I mean, there's still a big question in many, particularly conservatives' minds, about whether the executive branch does have the statutory authority to do this. But he's back at it again.
And people are wondering, why is this? Didn't the Supreme Court just strike this down? You tried to forgive about $500 billion worth, that's what the Congressional Budget Office estimated, somewhere around $500-600 billion. This is what it would cost. And the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do this through executive authority. This has to go through Congress. They have the purse strings. If they want to forgive this amount of money, Congress has got to pass something. So they struck it down. So how is he going about and continue kind of nibbling away, because he's up around $150 billion worth of student loans that he's forgiven through, how would you say, it's not executive decision, but it's kind of technically through the Department of Education.
So, I mean, one is we're talking about it probably too singularly. A loan's not a loan's not a loan, right? There are several programs you could apply to. So I think something the Biden administration would be benefited by is actually being more specific and not just saying this general. I'm going to give you an example because this is a program I actually like that he's doing. It's called the Public Service Loan Forgiveness. So this is a program name. It started in 2007 but became active in 2017. So here's what's cool about it. If you've made 120 payments while you were in public service, so this is specifically for graduates who enter into public service, and you've made 120 payments or more,
10 years worth,
okay. You might have your balance forgiven. And what the problem with this program was poor management. So what the Biden administration needed to do was up the management of it, not change the program at all. This program was passed in 2007. So for me, that's about government efficiency. And I feel like if I knew and I trusted that the administration was actually just making the programs work, I think most of us would be like, oh, okay, if you're just making the program work, that would be great. But when you listen to the administration, where I'm going to criticize them is it sounds like Uncle Joe has some money bags and he's just one for you. And then where we're all worried about the fairness is, wait a minute, Dave, why did you get that? I was standing right next to you and I didn't get it. So it just seems like it feels a little arbitrary. I don't think that's how they're going about it, but that's certainly how it's being communicated.
My biggest frustration with student loan forgiveness is it doesn't address any of the core problems. Number one, how we got here, and what are we going to do in the future? All of the loans we're talking about are loans that you and I took. You know, it's our generation, or at least, you know, the last, you know, several years. This is not addressing your kid that's in college, my kid that's in college. It doesn't address 10 years down the road.
Yeah.
So it's almost like paying off a portion of the credit card debt, but not cutting up the credit card at all.
No, it's not solving the problem. I mean, I think what we're frustrated with is lending money. If we want to make college cheaper, loans are not the way to do it, right? So you're right. We're propping up the broken system instead of taking away the broken system. We're not helping kids who are in school now, and it's not at the general issue of college affordability. I think a lot of times we do like the issues of should we make it more flexible? Should we make it based on what kind of work you go into? But you're right. None of that goes to the problem of, you know, who is really hurt most by this are kids who don't make it to the degree stage. They go to 2, 3 years. They rack up debt. They don't get the benefit of the degree and they have the burden of the debt. So it's about affordability, and you're right. I think we're putting Band-Aids on things instead of fixing problems.
Freshmen are dropping out at a level of 30% to 40%.
Wow.
You spend 1 year. And, in fact, I read this in the Deseret News. The Associated Press reported, the tuition housing fees at elite universities will exceed $90,000 a year this fall.
That's amazing.
You could go as a freshman, drop out, and walk away with $90,000 worth of debt.
Yeah. I mean, what's also interesting in what we know, the top tier universities, almost all of them waive tuitions. It's the second and third tiers. It's the, I'm going to say the average kids, right? I mean, the achieving kids that are burdened with it. So, yeah.
There's this thought, and I want to take calls on this, and because student loan forgiveness is such a polarizing topic. Because for me, for example, I'm like, you took on the loan, you pay it back no matter what. I just feel like that in general because I think that about your credit cards. I think that about your car payment. I think that about your mortgage. In no way do I ever want you to come to me and say, hey, I'm having a hard time paying off my mortgage. Can I get it federally forgiven? No, I think, okay. But at the same time, I totally acknowledge that it's outrageously expensive to go to school. Do you think this is if there's a downside for President Biden? Do you think the tides are turning? Are more people jumping onto Team Dave here where you say, no, this is not a political win, President Biden. Do not forgive student loans. What do you think? Do you think this student loan forgiveness is helping President Biden, or is it flipped and is now hurting him, all these promises? 801-575-TALK. That's the phone number. Give us a call. 801-575-TALK.
Dave and Dujanovic. Dave and Dujanovic. Forgiving college debt. Special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
Higher education right now is costing our kids tens of thousands of dollars. And we haven't really even experienced college debt yet, right? The college debt that is being forgiven right now, this is going back
years. Like
before
you said,
you and I.
That's how old it
is. When you're looking at a lot of these programs that President Biden is forgiving, this is not the 19, 20, 21-year-old.
Right.
The 22-year-old that just graduated last year and has some debt. These are not the loans that are being forgiven. They are largely the loans that we accrued in our 30s. You know, the 30-year-olds or 40-year-olds that have some student loan debt that's still going on. This is the debt that was accrued when college costs were a third of what they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is $1.6 trillion.
But what they do represent, though, is how predatory in many ways the student loan program was 25 years ago, right? I mean, Dave, how could you? A lot of these debt holders have been really on top of paying their bills every single month. How could you be 15 years into this and still owe debt on, to your point, which wasn't affordable? So, I mean, shame on the United States for setting up the programs the way that they did. We should not, the government should not be making money on people who wanted to take a loan out to go to college. That's insane.
That's a mic drop. You're absolutely right. That cat is also out of the bag. Out of the bag,
yeah.
Toothpaste out of the tube. What's the metaphor that I want to use? Cody and Lehigh, do you think this is a winning argument still for President Biden? Do you think this is starting to hurt him? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's just as a way just to buy votes, honestly. It's just because he knows the younger demographic as a major issue. Because personally, for me, I'm in my final semester at college, and I don't agree with the whole student loan forgiveness, just dropping out. That's my opinion about that.
Thank you for calling. And we don't often get the person that's in their final semester, right?
Yeah, that's so nice that you gave us your opinion, and you're right. You're right in the middle of also paying for college.
And I think that's part of the frustration that I have right now is Cody is not being addressed. He's not being spoken to. It's like, hey, you know, at some point, if you pay down your student loans for 10 years and you work as a teacher, then possibly we may forgive a portion of these loans. It's so highly complicated. There are so many different programs out there of how you can get your student loan forgiven. You can't keep track of it. No one knows whether or not you have to pay for it, whether or not you'll be, it's like playing the lottery.
Well, and I would contend it is actually easier to get a PhD than read most government forms, right? I'm like, yeah, I would rather put together something from IKEA than figure out how to apply for loan programs, which I have done with my kids, right? It's a complicated system. You never know what you're doing. And yeah, I mean, why are we making it so hard once again?
When IKEA furniture is the less frustrating of the two,
it's a broken system.
It is a broken system. Karen in Farmington, what do you think?
I think forgiving loans is totally wrong. I just finished paying off $50,000. And when I did that, it was on my master's. I've been teaching for 15 years. And I don't feel like anybody that prioritizes what they're doing would not want to pay that off.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Karen, for your call. Steve in Orem, what do you think, Steve?
Yes, before I answer, has there been any student loan forgiveness yet? I thought that hasn't happened.
No, there has. In the way they've been able to do it, there's the SAVE plan that you can research and read up on. It's being done administratively.
The Biden administration is going to tell you that as of April 12th, $153 billion of loan in the United States has been forgiven. But as Dave says, it's been taking current existing programs and using some administrative. But you're absolutely right. The big wholesale thing that Biden wanted to do is off the table via the courts.
Okay. I have two children still that have government loans. And when this first came out, I think this was COVID, but they stopped having to pay interest rates. And I told both of them, I said, even though I don't agree with it, I think the schools themselves should be with their endowments involved with this, because it's a mess as far as endowments are concerned. But I told them to not pay it, because if they're not charging interest, that's just free loan. But then I have other children that paid off their loans. So what about them? Or what about truck drivers or technical people? I mean, it's just a disaster, and I think it's going to hurt him in the long run.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for the call. Let's jump out to Dale in South Salt Lake. What do you think, Dale?
Well, I served in the military, and I think a good way to get college loans paid off is give them a choice of pay off the loan or join the military.
I love the either or. We're having a hard time with military recruitment. Like, hey, if you can't pay it off, we can put you through boot camp.
Yeah, that'd work for me.
The modified GI Bill. I love it. Thanks.
Right,
I appreciate
thanks.
It, Dale. It, I think they're, the people that are affected, even though 43 million Americans carry $1.6 trillion in debts. So
right.
Just about everybody knows somebody or yeah. Is that somebody that is carrying debt. I think it's increasingly becoming unpopular. It's not necessarily a winning opinion, in part because I think the I don't know is extremely frustrating. I don't know what to prepare for. I don't know what to plan for. I mean, my goodness, you had a dad, Steve, that told his kids when there's no interest accruing to stop paying on those loans.
So I'm going to go back to a political axiom, which is most political problems are problems of communications. So I think in some ways that's what you're saying. I'm going to disagree that it's going to hurt Biden because I think that's a very red state point of view. Mm-hmm. I think it'll hurt Biden in Utah, and here's the headline, Biden isn't winning Utah. So I do think it's a critical issue in swing states. In purple states, I think because of just this conversation we've been having, it's a half a dozen and six. The other thing that's interesting is, as with all of us, if your kid or you are benefiting, you maybe are a little more, even maybe if you're philosophically opposed, but you're like, well, I'm sure going to take it if I can get it. So I think it's complicated and will actually help him in the margins on swing states.
And ultimately, that's all that matters.
That's what we're watching, right? I mean, most of 80% of the election is a foregone conclusion. We're waiting around for the 20%.
That doesn't paint a very happy picture, Mara. You just took me down a road. I'm very happy about that. We're going so well, and now you brought your dark cloud.
That's so true.
The sun's trying to peek through these clouds.
I rained on you.
You rained on my parade. Okay, let's talk about the arrests that are happening on college campuses. Protests over the Israel and Hamas war. USC, University of Southern California, just announced they will no longer be hosting their traditional graduation ceremony next month. Next month, because of safety concerns. We'll get the latest update from News Nation next.